firefighter. The one who saved the camp or something, Northridge. What's his name?
He's Iraqi.
He's Iraqi. Well, he looks black.
He's dark-skinned, sir, but he's Iraqi. His name's Saddam Kahum.
Saddam. His name's Saddam. Oh, that's real good, Bruce. Yeah, I'm gonna pin a medal on an Iraqi named Saddam. Give yourself a raise, will ya?
It's been good doing business with you.
How soon can I have them?
I'm picking them up right now.
Look, you're not listening to me.
This is an emergency. I keep telling you he's in pain. He can't sleep.
Mr. Ryan,
your father has been to the clinic 3 times in the last month. He is being treated for urinary tract infection. That is by no means an emergency. Now, if you have any more questions about your HMO plan, why don't you make an appointment to come in between 10 and 4, Monday through Friday?
Right, what does my father do about sleeping tonight?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
I want to talk to your supervisor.
I am my supervisor.
Yeah, what is your name?
Shaniqua Johnson.
Shaniqua, what a big fucking surprise that is.
Oh.
Vehicle, John. The plates don't match. The driver's got to be 40, and nobody jacks a car and takes it to Studio City.
They were doing something. See him, please. I'm gonna need to see your driver's license and registration.
Well, I'm gonna have to reach inside of the glove compartment to get the registration. Is that okay?
Nice and slow, please.
Okay. How are you tonight, officer?
Excellent.
Here you go.
Stay inside the vehicle, please. Step out of the car, please, sir.
Wait a minute, officer. I haven't been drinking or anything.
We shouldn't have a problem.
He doesn't drink. He's a Buddhist, for Christ's sake.
No, it's okay. It's fine.
Step onto the sidewalk, sir. That's good, right there. Look at me. I want you to stand on your right foot, touch your nose with the index finger of your left hand.
I told you he doesn't drink.
Ma'am, I'm only going to tell you one time to stay in the vehicle.
Ma'am.
Honey, I'm okay. I got this.
Don't you ma'am me. Who the hell do you think you're talking to?
Look, officer, my wife has had a couple of drinks.
All right, both of you, turn around, put your hands on top of your head and interlock your fingers.
No, wait a minute. We're only a block
hands
away from our house.
Hands on your head, interlock your fingers.
That's
hands
not
on
even
your
necessary.
Head, interlock your fingers.
Look,
here
I'm a
go.
Television director. Wait, me and my wife are just coming home from an award show.
Calm down.
Nothing wrong.
Put your hands on top of your head, ma'am.
Will you just do what he says?
Fuck you.
Put your hands on top of your head, ma'am.
You keep your fucking hands off me. Fucking pig!
Just stop talking!
It's quite a mouth you have. course you know that.
Fuck you. That's what this is all about, isn't it? You thought you saw a white woman blowing a black man that just drove you little cracker ass crazy.
Will you just shut your fucking mouth?
I listen to your husband, man. Put your leg open. Now, do you have any guns or knives or anything I might get stuck with?
I'm wearing a cocktail dress. What do you think?
Surprise some of the places I found weapons.
He's clean.
What do you think we should do about this, Mr. Thayer? My partner and I just witnessed your wife performing fellatio on you while you were operating a motor vehicle. That's reckless endangerment, which, incidentally, is a felony. And we can charge your wife here with lewd conduct and performing a sexual act in public. And you say you're a block from home. Now, we could use our discretion and let you go with a warning. Or we could cuff you and put you in the back of the car. What do you think we should do, sir?
Look, we're sorry, and we would appreciate if you'd just let us go with a warning, please.
Man's apologizing, Tommy. I think we can let him go. Don't you?
Yeah.
All right. You can go. Folks, drive safe now.
It won't close.
Mohkem bekeşesh. I can do that.
Dad, you couldn't even get it open.
Have respect to your father. Give me the gun.
Here. Now you can shoot anybody you want.
Dory, that man could have killed your mother. You think I should let crazy people do what they want to us?
It won't close.
Başe, omadam.
Dory Jun, you should be at work.
چرا بایستادی بار سر کار دیگه؟ بایستاده اینجا.
Who are you calling?
I'm gonna report their asses, sons of bitches.
You actually believe they're gonna take anything you have to say seriously?
Do you have any idea how that felt? To have that pig's hand all over me? And you just stood there. And then you apologized to him?
I mean, what did you want me to do? Get us both shot?
They were gonna shoot us on Ventura Boulevard. Pathetic.
Yeah, well, maybe you would have been satisfied with just being arrested.
Oh, I get it. Much better than letting him shove his hand up my crotch and get your name in the paper.
You know, you finally got me figured out, because, see, that's exactly what I was worried about right there.
I wasn't. You weren't afraid that all your good friends at the studio were gonna read about you in the morning and realize that, you know what, he's actually black.
You need to calm down right now.
No, what I need is a husband who will not just stand there while I am being molested.
I mean, they were cops, for God's sakes. They had guns. You know what? Maybe I should have let them arrest your ass. I mean, sooner or later, you gotta find out what it is really like to be black.
Fuck you, man. Like, you know. Closest you ever came to being black, Cameron, was watching The Cosby Show.
Yeah, well, at least I wasn't watching it with the rest of the equestrian team.
Yeah, you're right, Cameron. I got a lot to learn, because I haven't quite learned how to shuck and jive. Let me hear it again. Thank you, Mr. Policeman. You sure is mighty kind to us poor black folk. You be sure to let me know next time you want to finger fuck my wife.
How the fuck do you say something like that to me?
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。